Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. If your business feels a little chaotic behind the scenes, then this is the episode for you. I'm joined by Jessica Millheiser of J. Mills Consulting, who shares the mindset shift that helped her step into the spotlight and how internal structure is the secret to sustainable visibility. We break down her five foundational pillars and explore the systems every female entrepreneur needs to build a business that truly works. Let's dive in. Hey, Jessica, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. How are you?
I'm well, Tori. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I am the owner and founder of J. Mills Consulting. I am a business consultant and strategist. And really, my focus is on business foundation, business fundamentals, internal structure. So kind of all of those back end, nitty gritty, less fun, less exciting things that really do need to be in place for you to grow a business that's consistent, reliable, and sustainable. And I have five foundational pillars that I really kind of focus my work on, just kind of quick high level. One is business identity, mission, vision, values, how you're moving forward. The second one is client experience, client journey. The third one is sort of business organizations and process development. Then we've got team growth and strategic planning. So all of those pillars really enhance how you are designing your business and how you're moving forward, making decisions, and showing up in the world, which also translates to visibility and intentionality behind moving yourself forward. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, before we hit record, we were talking a little bit about, like, how do we connect the back end, you know, foundation to visibility? And, you know, it's really that foundation, having a foundation in place in order to allow yourself to be visible either as a personal brand or your business brand, because you have to have systems, you have to have structure before you can really put yourself out there. So I'm excited for us to dive into kind of weaving the two together and tying those two together, because I think they are really integral pieces for one another. So let's talk a little bit about you before we dive into, like, the business and what you do for other businesses. So tell us about your journey with visibility. Maybe, like, what was the one thing that helped you catapult your visibility for yourself and your business?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. So I will start by saying, actually, my plan was never to be an entrepreneur. I consider myself kind of an accidental entrepreneur. I am originally from Vermont. I lived in D.C. for about 3 years. I lived in Los Angeles for about 9. And all throughout those working years, I was very much in operations, admin, leadership management kinds of roles. Yeah. Predominantly in hospitality and, like, recreation athletics, but in kind of a myriad of industries as well. Cut to, I'm working as director of operations in Los Angeles for a swim program. Pandemic happens. Husband gets laid off. We are now moving to Colorado. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? What am I doing? So we're living in Colorado. The main instructor at the business that I was working at breaks off to run her own business. She's like, hey, Jess, I'm parting ways. I don't know how to run a business. Can you help me? And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, maybe there's something here. So that's kind of, like, what I say is, like, the original organic development of JMC. And then from there, I really kind of had to figure out, like, what am I doing? What am I offering? How am I getting visible? Is that getting on social media? Is that doing ads or, you know, the old fashioned, Facebook ads or networking, or like, what does this actually look like for me now that I'm an entrepreneur? And it took me a while to really find my footing in that space. And what I found really resonated for me was keep it simple. What do I like to do? Where do I like to spend my time? How do I like to consume content? How do I like to be engaged with? And really, my visibility strategy has just been do what I like to do and how I like to consume and engage. And that's kind of been what I've been doing, and it seems to be working for me so far.
Well, it's like that old saying, it's like treat others how you want to be treated. You can almost put it into the same concept of, be visible the way that you want to find visibility for other people. Like, it's just kind of that same thing. One of the other things that I think is really common with entrepreneurs, especially like accidental entrepreneurs, is mindset and like internal shifts. So, did you have a mindset or internal shift that helped you with being more confident to be visible in your business?
That's an interesting question because what I would say is, A, it was definitely a mindset shift in, oh, I think I'm gonna be like trying to be an athletic director. And then, oh, no, just kidding. Now I'm an entrepreneur with business consulting and strategy. And to be fair, like my master's degree is a business degree with a focus in athletics. And to be fair, my natural skill set is ops, admin, management, all those things. So I feel very fortunate to be in a position where I'm able to be an entrepreneur with my given skill set. But at the same time, it's definitely a mental shift in terms of I'm now doing all the things. I'm now responsible for all the things. I only make as much money and revenue as I am able to personally and independently generate. And how do I do that in a way that is authentic, that feels true to me and what I'm about and how I'm trying to show up, but is also of service to others? So it definitely, I would say it took me a year to really start feeling confident in, okay, I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. And this is how I'm showing up. But it took a little while to, I think, find that footing and understand. I think it took even longer to establish messaging that started to resonate with my target audience. And that takes a lot of trial and error, I think.
Well, and it's always a journey too, because it's like once you've mastered one level of your business and then your business grows, then it's like a whole new stepping stone. It's like, okay, now I have to build a little bit different confidence for that next level, like high six figures, now seven figures, like whatever it might be. Or finally breaking $500,000 or whatever. Like, you can go high, low,
Whatever it
whatever
is.
it is. There's always going to be that next level and that next jump of like confidence or, figuring it out. Especially as an entrepreneur, it's usually like a problem solving 101 every time you do something.
Yes. And even I think adding to that, like, yes, like financially, if you're starting to dive into high profile markets, even if you're not high profile, you're like, okay, I'm adding a new service. I want to start doing retreats. I want to launch a new program. Like, whatever kind of shifts you're coming up against that develop, I think, organically over time. You're always going to have to deal with, well, is this the right offer? Is this the right time? Is my messaging hitting? Like, what does that actually look like? And again, a lot of that comes back to the foundational pieces, right? What is your business identity? Who are you? What are you about? How are you showing up? Where are you going? How do you define success? I think business identity pillar actually plays a lot into visibility and content, because as soon as you establish that, you know exactly who you're talking to, you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to achieve, and from that, you can create content and messaging that resonates with that identity, that resonates with where you're trying to go.
Yeah. So let's talk about the pillars, because I know you have your five foundational pillars that you mentioned, just kind of touched on briefly at the beginning, but let's dive a little bit deeper into each of those pillars, if you don't mind, and
Sure.
how critical each of those are in building, a sustainable, streamlined business.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So, kind of again, touching on I really feel like pillar number one is the business identity. And at surface level, it's mission, vision, values. And some people are like, oh, does that actually matter? How does that actually impact my business? Is this like ethereal thing that just hangs out? But I really try to teach, educate, work with people to help them understand that it permeates. It permeates everything. It's how you're showing up in the world. It's how you're attracting clients. It's how you're growing your team. It's how you're making business decisions. It's helping you create the roadmap on how you're moving your business forward. So it is a critical component to have in place that will help you make more strategic and aligned decisions in your business.
I would just to add to that, I think the additional benefit, which you kind of touched on a little bit, is if you have a team, making sure that your team knows and understands what your mission, vision, and values are. Because if you're not an aligned force, then the business is not going to be successful. You're going to be heading in multiple different directions, especially if you have different leadership levels or, people who are in leadership roles. You all have to be on the same page so you can have a strong path forward together.
100%. And you want team buy-in. You want them to be excited about your mission. You want them to be aligned and have similar values as your business. You want them to buy into your vision, right? So the identity component really does matter, even more so if you're building a team. So great, great touch on that. The second pillar is really going to be about client experience and client journey. So if you're a service-based professional, service-based business in particular, my true belief is that your clients are your greatest asset. So you want to make sure that their experience with you is flawless, is exceptional. And it's really kind of twofold, right? Yes, there's the operational logistics, there's the operational efficiencies on the back end, but that also impacts the client-facing side. How do the clients feel when they work with you? Are you guiding them? Are you telling them what's next? Is there transparency? Is there high communication touch points? Do they know what the benchmarks are? Do they know where they're going next? Are you sending little thank you cards or gifts or little notes of appreciation? How are you showing value, showing appreciation, and enhancing that client experience? So really kind of working through that client journey, start to finish, hugely impactful for service-based professionals in particular.
Definitely. Totally agree.
So I mean, I could talk about that all day long. Pillar number three is really going to be more about business organization and process development. So that's really thinking about on the back end, how does your business function? How do you perform tasks? How do you move through day to day? How do you take payments? How do you book meetings or sessions? And do you have documented processes, documented SOPs for how to perform your business operations? This is really, some people are like, well, I'm a solopreneur. I don't really need that. And I say, yes, you do, especially if you're a solopreneur, even if you're a solopreneur, maybe rather, because otherwise everything lives in your head. And if everything lives in your head, it's hard to stay consistent with how you do the work. It's hard to keep the quality of the work high and elevated. It's hard to provide a similar experience as you're moving through. So even if you're a solopreneur, get it out of your head, get it onto paper, get it as a documented resource. And the idea is that eventually maybe you can offload, maybe you can delegate, maybe you can bring on some team members to help you perform these tasks and free up more time and bandwidth for yourself. So it's a huge, huge component that is a time and energy investment up front, but it will pay off tenfold in the back as you grow your business.
And it's easier to start early on than it is once you've already established yourself 5 years from now, because now you're backtracking to try and figure out, wait, what was it that I did at this stage one,
How
right?
did I do
So,
this?
Yeah, how did I do this again? And it's been you, and it becomes second nature. So, if you are mindful when you're starting out, document as you go. And there's tools out there, I'm sure you know of, like
Lots.
plenty of tools that help you make it just a little bit easier to document and not necessarily a time consuming project. It's something that you can do kind of alongside what you do working. So, anyways.
Yeah. And like my recommendation, like there is definitely, Trainual is one that comes to mind. Loom comes to mind as well. Like if you're like, yes, okay, great, I'm just gonna like record this task. Yes, that's helpful, but what happens is as soon as you change the task, you have to re-record the video. So I
True.
always recommend having actual written SOPs as well.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to sell your business, exit your business, hand your business off in the future, having actual, true, documented processes and procedures will make that process so much more seamless.
Yeah. One of
So
the tools I use, I don't know if you're familiar with it, is Scribe.
I've heard of that one. Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool because it gives you the step-by-step with like a screenshot. And so it gives you, well, you can do it as you're working. So as you're working, you're clicking and it's capturing everything. But then you can also kind of take it and transcribe it out into the written form. So that gives you kind of a little bit of both, right?
Dual.
This, yeah, dual screenshot, but the written step-by-step too. So just a little tip for anyone listening.
I love that. Yes, I haven't used Scribe, but I've heard of it and it seems actually like a great tool. So then pillar number four is going to be about team growth. This may or may not apply to you, but like team could be, are you outsourcing? Are you bringing or working with like a VA agency, right? So thinking about hiring and training manual, thinking about an employee handbook or contractor welcome packet. Like the hiring and training manual is really your guide to how to successfully find, hire, train, onboard a new team member, whatever that looks like for you. Like really developing the plan and path to doing that successfully. And then the employee handbook, contractor welcome packet, that's really your team's guide on being successful with you, being successful in your business. So that's kind of what the team growth pillar is. And then the strategic planning one is really about what are you trying to accomplish in this next year or two? Like, if you're like, what are some big picture objectives that you're trying to hit that's really going to move the needle in your business? And then working backwards, what needs to happen this year? What needs to happen this quarter? What needs to happen this month, this week, maybe today? How can you start being really focused and intentional with how you're moving forward with those bigger picture objectives and really trying to stay on track and have a little bit less of squirrel syndrome or shiny object syndrome, right? Like, no, I'm working on these main objectives. Does this align with that? Yes or no? And then make the decision accordingly. So, strategic planning is huge. Anybody that's not doing it should definitely be doing it, even if you're a solopreneur.
I love the squirrel, right? Like that's the
Yes.
biggest thing, especially when you're like a CEO visionary type person. There's like something new that comes up or an offer that you want to, look at or, dive into. I always kind of have like this little tab that I like keep open as like, this is an idea, right? I'm not gonna look at it now because I know I'm gonna go down that rabbit hole. So it's like put it on a list separate from what your day-to-day is. And then when you have like a strategic planning, time set aside, hey, is this something that I can bring into the business fold, now, later, has it gone away? Sometimes things just disappear, right? So always kind of give yourself like an opportunity to take a moment to see it, recognize it, and put it on your list.
Does this make sense to do right now? Or should I revisit it in 6 months or 12 months?
So I love the pillars, right? Because that's the foundation and the base of the business. And since we talk about visibility, it's really getting all of those pieces in place on the back end so the front end of your business can be visible, right? So the CEO has clarity, like we've talked about, clarity on who, what, when, where, all the things. We're treating our clients well. We've got processes so that we keep things moving forward. Are there any other touch points on or benefits, I guess, that you could highlight of what you do to help businesses become more visible and why those two are so important together?
Yeah, so if once you kind of have a strong foundation set, really what that allows you to do is that allows you to begin talking about your services, begin showing up and networking, begin sending out, offers and messaging and content that truly align with what, like who you are, what you do, and how you help is really how I try to frame it. So once you get clear on that, your messaging becomes a lot clearer. Your networking becomes a lot clearer. Your marketing in general becomes a lot clearer. And you're able to develop better marketing strategies, better visibility strategies, because now they're aligned with, okay, cool. Like this is our client experience. This is what we do and what we offer and how we serve. Okay, cool. This is our business identity. This is where we're trying to go. Okay, cool. We want to grow our team and our team has this impact. Okay, great. Our strategic planning includes this. You can now take those foundational pieces and incorporate that into your content, incorporate that into your messaging. And you'll be able to show up in all of these places so much more confidently and more articulate. So if people are like, hey, like Tori, what do? How do you help? You'll be able to kind of share that information quickly, easily, and digestibly so that people in your network, people that are maybe referral partners, people that are seeing you in your work, can easily be like, oh, you need help with this? You need to go to Tori. Oh, you need help with this? You need to go to Jess. It just makes it quicker and easier to help people identify who a right fit client might be for you.
It's instead of figuring it out as you go, you've already gone through all of those pieces, right? You've already taken the time to put the structure and think it all through and put the strategy. Now you can go and have that concise messaging that everyone knows when they hear or see or come across somebody in that industry, they know who to come to. So I
And I
love
think
that.
that's really beautiful clarity because I think sometimes people like I what I see is that when people are building a business or maybe people are newer in business, a lot of the work that they do is external. I need clients, I need revenue, I need to market, I need to network. And I'm like, yes, all of those things are very important, but then what? Then what happens? What happens next? What are those next steps? So, if you haven't figured out that internal piece, it's really hard for you to take those external pieces and elevate them and grow them and push them forward, sustainably.
Yeah, I love that because it's funny, I was just doing a presentation on visibility strategies, and I was talking about visibility internal is your first step, and then the external is your second step. And so it's like this totally aligns with the same concept because that's exactly how it is. You have to have the internal, dialed in before you can go externally and, make yourself visible and start, promoting who you are and what you do. So I love that.
It feels very aligned. This feels like a very aligned
Yeah,
conversation. I love
this
that. And then sometimes, like some of the work that I do, like let's take the business identity
is
work, for example. Like sometimes what happens with that is they're like, oh, look at all this
aligned.
themed content I have now. Look at all this messaging content I have now. So sometimes, and I am not a marketing person. I am not like a visibility strategist. That's not my area of expertise, but oftentimes some of that gets pulled into the work that we're doing. And I always like to kind of say, and maybe you have a different take on this, but I always say consistency is more important than quantity. And so I like if you're just getting started with consistent messaging or consistent visibility, like start small. Can you commit to twice a week? And then just start twice a week with social media posts. Or maybe you want to create a newsletter. Start with once a month and just build that consistency. And then, cool, you're in a good rhythm. Do you want to expand it twice a month? So I always kind of say, like, what can you comfortably commit to so that you stay consistent? Because consensity is really important.
Yeah, I would, on top of that, I'd say quality, right? So the quality of what you do is better to have one quality post than five junk posts, or vanity posts, whatever you want to call them. Consistency and quality are the key when it comes to visibility, for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
So let's wrap it up. Let's talk a little bit about if somebody is feeling stuck, like in this messy middle, obviously we want them to go through all five pillars, right? Because that's going to get them the most success. But what's one place that they can start if they haven't, like this is like a conversation and they're like, oh, an aha moment. What's one place that they can start?
Oh man, it's hard to pick one place because it really depends on where they are in their
True.
business. So I guess I would say, do you have a strong business identity? Are you clear on who you are, what you're about, where you're going? Yes or no? Yes, great. Have you looked at your client experience? What's your onboarding process? What's your consultation process? How do clients move through your business? What's your offboarding? So kind of a few places to look at in your client experience. And then maybe I would say if you haven't started creating documentation, start working on that documentation. And the easiest way that I can recommend doing that is create a list of maybe the things that are high impact or high frequency and just start trying to tick off one process a week. It'll be slow, but it'll be steady. So I think maybe those kind of three main touch points would be a good place to start based on where you're at.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's great. Thank you, Jessica. That's awesome advice. I think that everyone can definitely start at that point if they haven't already gotten to, through those five pillars or revisit those five pillars. Because sometimes you may have started your business a while ago and you need to revisit that. Like things have changed or, your processes have changed. So always something that you need to take into consideration and make sure that you've got that foundation in place.
Definitely.
So with that said, how can people get in contact with you? I think you have a newsletter that they can join to keep learning from you. Tell us a little bit about how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is jmillsconsulting.com. I'm on Instagram, jmills_consulting. I'm on LinkedIn as Jessica Millhiser. You can always email me, jessica@jmillsconsulting.com. And I do have a twice a month newsletter. It's always full of just valuable, helpful, educational information. It is not spammy, I promise. You can sign up for that on my website as well. And I'd love to hear from you if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you could use some biz support and you're not sure what that looks like, let's have a call. Let's have a chat.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. It was a pleasure chatting with you. I think everyone has something that they can pull from this to help them move their business forward.
Awesome. I hope so. Thank you so much, Tori.